Diurnal temperature changes, but also the seasonal temperature changes. You're going from major snow region to a fantastic summer escape. How so? Little disease, yeah, I get, because of the temperature. But do you have issues with yields? How do you manage the vineyards to, especially if you're trying to be as natural?
But yeah, we became organic in 2006, and so we've been certified organic for the last 13 years. And that has undoubtedly helped. And organics for us is a holistic way of looking after the vineyard as an ecosystem.
Yeah.
And what we found that after 13 years of being organic, that the vines in the vineyards have developed a consistency and a strength of vine material. So the vines have got some health and they've got strength. With that comes consistency of yield. So as soon as you get past about 20 years, you find your vineyard actually performs quite consistently as long as it's healthy. That's I guess number one for us. In terms of the winemaking, we've just actually done less and less and less, because the vines are producing quite consistent fruit. We're the driest part of New Zealand. We now, as a region, have 20%, nearly 25% of the vineyards are under organics or biodynamics, yeah. Which is a great statistic. Yeah. If you were to choose your top 10 wineries in Central, 9 of those would be organic or biodynamic. And I think breeds consistency. And then,
because you're not having to worry about your neighbour who may be spraying or...
No, and I think there's a critical mass. Everybody's talking and everybody's doing the same things, and so the resources available to winemakers and wine growers is huge. Your peers actually help you a lot.
Yeah.
And we're quite a small region, but we're a region that works very well together.
Yeah.
So
there's, because you are small, so it is banding together.
Yeah, we have 5% of New Zealand's wine production. Which is tiny. I think we're 1,700 hectares, whatever that really means. We punch above our weight, and yeah. We 80% of the vineyard area is Pinot, and it has been that way for 20-25 years, and that's given us a huge advantage, because you're concentrating on one thing and the same thing year after year, so is everybody else. And when you're organic and you've been concentrating on organics is all about preventative, and it's all about health and looking forward. And so as a region, to be able to concentrate on that has also been incredibly useful. So when you've got the basics all right, it allows you to go outside that and start changing your wines and giving points of difference that you wouldn't otherwise be able to do, because you're still concentrating on getting all the basics right.
So yeah, that makes sense to me. And having been there and seen it, what's wonderful is the idea that there's a collective approach, you know, throughout the region to organics, and an understanding of that, which has got to be supportive and help you, you know, go in that direction altogether. But to get the vines, it's interesting to understand that, because always the idea that yields will drop off, or you're going to be more susceptible to disease or yield issues because you're not protecting vines in a chemical way. But actually, if you give them the
chance
to grow into and actually become stronger in a natural way.
It's like a human. You know, you can chuck in antibiotics and you can jump in vitamins, and everyone thinks they're, you know, being healthy. But really, if you're fit and eat well, then ultimately that's a far better barrier to becoming sick. Yeah. And it's no different with a vine. It takes a little while to get over that. You know how long does it take to get fit and be healthy? I mean, for some people never. But and once you're there. And once the vine is there, it makes it so much easier.
It's all about diet.
It is. Work. You know, and so we have, you know, we make 30 tons of compost a year, which we put out. We're now finding that we have to do less and less to the vines. They're healthier and healthier. It's taken a while. Your yields get a bit of a hit, It's always slightly more expensive. Look, the wines aren't you know, we can't make cheap wines in where we are, right, because the yields naturally aren't big. We have a short summer, so you can't grow a lot of grapes in the vineyard, whether you like to or not. We'd like to say it's reassuringly expensive or value, but you know, the point of difference is that we can grow really healthy fruit in the sort of quantities that we need, that give wines both that have enough power and concentration, not in a big ripe sense, but in a sense that they have drive and there's an intensity without being intense. There's power without actually being concentrated.
Cool.
There's the acidity gives that, the flavour spectrums give that, all that sort of thing.